Perhaps you've heard. On Saturday in Las Vegas, one of the best boxers of his generation, Floyd Mayweather, will go knuckle to knuckle with a star from a different sport, the ultimate fighting champ, Conor McGregor. A group of ringside doctors has warned that McGregor is outmatched, could be seriously hurt in his first professional boxing match. But he's been defiant, lots of smack. And the athletes, sports books, and cable TV executives are ready to cash in. Mike Pesca is Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, let's just acknowledge that for a lot of people, this is just, you know, cringe-inducing, wince-inducing. They watch through their fingers. I mean, two guys are going to hit each other. But it is a huge, remind us how big it is.
Yeah, it is. They might watch through their fingers, but you know they're paying $99 on pay per view to watch. So I don't see why they gander of it.
I'm just saying there are people who are against fighting. You know, put those people aside. A lot of people will be tuning in because
It's a spectacle, and it seems to be a spectacle unique for the moment that we're in, which is very politically incorrect. And if you've watched these press conferences, they could kindly be called that. And also unusual. There are many elements of reality television to what's going on. It's a sport. The sport is boxing. Conor McGregor is not a boxer. He plays a combat sport. It's similar to boxing. So it is kind of crazy that even this brash, extremely athletic guy could not only take on another sport that he's never tried, but could take on the best and one of the best all time at that sport and live to tell the tale.
Has Mayweather, he hasn't lost in like 9,000 years and been knocked out maybe once. Right?
Yeah, and he's the best defensive boxer many people have ever seen. And his ratio of punches landed to avoiding the opponent's punches, and these are punches against the best boxers in the world, not a guy who's just taking up the sport. That is the best ratio. So I would say McGregor is outclassed mightily.
But he's bigger, he's younger, he's stronger. He's been training in an altitude chamber. I mean, there is some punching, you know, in the sport that he does. Is there a chance?
I won't say there's not a chance. And in fact, the bettors, McGregor is an underdog, but he's only a 3-1 underdog. I would think he'd be something at least a 10-1 underdog, if not more. Of course, there is a chance. He's in great shape. But let's also say this, training at altitude. You know, he's been training at 13,000 feet. Las Vegas is 2,000 feet. Most UFC fights don't last that long. The average McGregor fight lasts in the 8 minutes, whereas Floyd Mayweather, he'll go as long as it takes, you know, 32 minutes in his last dozen or so fights. It's just such a different sport. I can't emphasize enough that so much plays into Mayweather's hands. Now, maybe because of that, Mayweather has said, I'll come up to a higher weight class. So McGregor won, I guess, the battle of the weight class beforehand. The gloves they're using are lighter because UFC gloves are lighter. Mayweather has made concessions. Maybe so. No one could say afterwards, oh, you skewed the rules in your favor. But everything else is in Mayweather's favor.
Well, we should say the Association of Ringside Physicians warned the fight shouldn't even have been sanctioned. In June, a UFC fighter died after a bout with a more experienced heavyweight boxer. So there could be real physical danger here, but there's a $300 million purse.
Yes, and it has already set the live gate ticket sales. There are still tickets left, but the price, the $500 tickets, those were the cheapest. Those sold out, and now there are $2,500 tickets. So they're making more in the live gate, and it's going to set a pay-per-view record. A lot of people are going to make a lot of money.
Well, and I hope we're hearing from two fighters when it's all over. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.